Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor, do you sometimes sing that song with me when I come in? Please, won't you be my neighbor? That looks like a fish, doesn't it? Well, that's what I wanted it to look like. And that says fish, F-I-S-H, fish. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have some fish right here. And I'd like to show this card to those fish. See fish? Yeah. I look a little like you. Now I have another aquarium and some new fish that I wanted you to see. Now this aquarium and new fish belong to my friend Sylvia Earle. She loaned this to me today so we could show you. And Sylvia knows so much about fish. Yeah. Sylvia will come to see you after a while, you beautiful fish. They're very quiet down there, probably waiting for her. I remember one time Sylvia Earle and I went snorkeling together. She and I saw lots of fish that day. In fact, I often like to think about that time. First, we put on our goggles and our snorkels. Then into the water. I remember it felt so good. The first fish we saw were black and yellow striped fish called Sergeant Majors. Then some French grunts. And a French angelfish. The fish moves so gracefully, like an underwater ballet. It seemed so peaceful down there. I love to watch fish, wherever they may be. They seem so quiet. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. We all want peace. We all want peace. And we all need quiet times to grow, too. Do you have a place that you can go to be quiet when you want? Oh, there's the phone. Let's see who that is. Hello? Oh, hi. This would be a perfect time. Good. All right, see you in a minute. That was Sylvia Earle herself, and she'll be over in a little while. She must walk very fast. Let's see. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Did you deliver? This is for Sylvia Earle. She asked me to bring it here.
Oh, good. Well, she's expected any minute, so I'll give it to her then. You want to wait for a visit?
Well, I can't today. I have more deliveries, but maybe I'll stop by a little later.
All right, good.
All righty, well, speedy delivery. Now, you'll give that to Sylvia Earle, right?
I surely will.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
For Sylvia Earle. Maybe it's something she wants to show us on picture-picture. I just thought of something. I think I'd like to wait for Sylvia Earle right outside, right on the steps. Come on. What kinds of things do you do when you're waiting? I sometimes just sit and breathe in and breathe out. In, out, and I just think, in, and out. Oh, here she comes now. Hi, Sylvia.
Well, hello.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Sylvia Earle.
Hi.
Mr. McFeely delivered this for you.
Oh, great. We, have some equipment to use, and
oh, yes,
I want to show this video to you.
Good. Come on in. Your fish are waiting
oh,
for
good.
You. Did you want to show this now, or do you want to do that later?
Let's use the equipment first, and
All
then
right.
look at the picture.
Okay. Here they are.
Oh, hello there, guys.
They've been very quiet.
Well, they're just getting acquainted with a new place.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought some food for them.
Oh, good.
We'll get this set up.
You've always loved fish, haven't you?
Oh, I certainly have. You know, yeah. I hope you love these fish. These are special friends. They're individuals, you know.
They're beautiful.
Each one has a name. One of them is called Sunshine, and one is called Sunset. One is called Shadow, the shy one that is sort of behind the others.
Mm-hmm.
They have beautiful colors.
Hello, Shadow. Hello, Sunset and Sunshine. Gorgeous colors.
You see their eyes. They look at you while you're looking at them. They have a nice home here.
Well, this is yours, and I'm grateful that you'd loan it to us today. Now, this equipment helps us to hear under the water. Is that
yes,
it?
Yes. You think about the places underwater as being silent. And they are sometimes, but many of the creatures in the sea, including these fish that live in freshwater, are very noisy. They're noisy eaters. And they sometimes make sounds to communicate with each other. They talk in a way.
So maybe we'll be able to hear them?
I hope so.
Oh, good.
That's what we're going to try to do. In fact, would you plug this in, please?
Sure.
Whoops.
I have a plug right over here.
All right. We should take the filter out. It's okay for just a little while.
You mean just turn it off?
Turn it off,
okay.
Yes. Otherwise, we'd just hear bubbles.
Oh, sure. Now, this is a microphone?
This is a microphone. We call it a fish phone. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we'll put this in here. Hi, fish. Don't be afraid. This is not meant to hurt you. Here we are. Now.
Are they hungry, do you think?
I think they probably are. Now, take this off. See. Would you like to feed them just a little bit, too?
Sure.
All right. Let's both put a little bit in. Ooh. Come on, guys. Chow time. Ha-ha. it's a strange place for them to be, and so they aren't quite sure what to do. A little more down here. They certainly are interested.
But you know, I've been noticing that each one is different in the markings.
Yes, you know, you tell the difference between a cat and different cats and different dogs, but to realize that every fish is different from every other fish. That's why I give them names, so that I can recognize their individuality.
Mm-hmm.
But they have eyes the way we do. They have a heart the way we do.
Mm.
They have a brain just as we do. They have a backbone. They're in so many ways the way we are. Only these fish should be hungry. Let's try just a little bit more. See if we can get them to come. Usually they're very noisy eaters. Come on, guys. Chow time, dinner bell. Try one more time, right down here where they are. We need some sinking fish food.
Mm-hmm.
We have floating fish food. Come on, fish. Come on, sunshine. Sunset. Shadow. There you are.
Now, if you were in there, you could really talk to them. Looks
these are
as
fish.
If they might be coming up.
These fish are called cichlids.
Cichlids?
Mm-hmm. They live in a family, or a part of a family of fish. There's many different kinds. And usually, they have very good appetites. But, you know, sometimes you don't feel like eating.
Of course.
And sometimes I don't feel like eating, and I guess this is one of the times when these beautiful little fellows are just content to come and visit in your neighborhood.
Oh, good. Now, do you have some fish on the videotape that you brought?
Yes. I'll show you some fish that really make sounds. And these do, too. People who keep fish like this, sometimes even without this special hydrophone or fish phone,
mm-hmm.
can hear the fish making sounds. And especially when they're eating, they, like some children, can be noisy when they eat. But let's take this out now. We'll just put it down here. And let's go look at this tape.
All right, fine. Should I turn this off?
Let's turn it off, yes.
Okay.
Leave the fish to their own peace and quiet for a moment.
Maybe when we're gone, they'll have something to eat.
Thanks for putting the air back on. All right. We have the tape?
I think I left it out here.
Oh, yes, here it is.
So these are underwater sounds, aren't they?
Yes, these are of saltwater fish, fish that live in the ocean. And first we're going to see some little damselfish.
Good, let's take a look. Some underwater sounds of fish. Damselfish.
Oh, hear them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's really great. They're like little birds. I think of fish as birds in the sea, in a way.
Ah. Just flying around? Like,
yeah. Wouldn't you like to know what you're saying?
Yes. And a parrotfish?
Yeah. You see, just like a flock of birds. But instead of flying through the sky, they're swimming through the sea, making that metallic sound.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I could sound like they do.
Another damselfish.
Yes. These are special ones called Sergeant Majors.
They have stripes?
Yes. Here's a beautiful dolphin. The dolphins actually see with sound. They rely on sound the way we rely on sight. That
sound. There's a diver.
Yes. Well, he scans the diver and also the bottom. at all the surroundings to find fish and to see where he's going with Sam. You know, like us, they have to breathe. They go back to the surface to get a breath of air.
And there's a friend.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for that. I had no idea that there were so many sounds under the water.
Oh, it's wonderful. We should go do that again, go diving and listen to them ourselves.
All right.
But, you know, we listen to the bubbles of the scuba diver. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear what the fish hear with a bubbling sound
aquarium?
In the tank?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Let's go do that again. We'll need to plug this back in.
Oh, all right. You mean we'll hear what the fish actually hear?
That's right.
Okay.
It'll sound like a scuba diver to them, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
All those bubbles.
I guess so.
You want to hold it?
Sure. So if the fish get real close to this, this is what they'll hear.
That's right.
But if they should swim away from the bubbles, then it's quieter.
It gets quieter. They can go off to a corner and enjoy some peace and quiet.
Exactly. Oh, thanks for showing us that.
That's really nice.
In fact, thanks for letting us know so much about fish.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I really hope we can go back and splash around in the ocean with the fish again.
Of course. And you have to go to school?
Yes, I'm going to go teach a class about fish.
Oh, good.
In the neighborhood school.
Well, good.
May I leave this here?
Of course.
All right.
You'll come back for all of this, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Thanks,
all right.
Sylvia.
Thank you.
Those school people are lucky to have you come visit them.
Well, I was lucky to come and visit you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, my dear. I had no idea that underwater creatures made such different noises, did you? Isn't it wonderful that Sylvia Earle cares so much about what lives in the water? She's been interested in that for a long, long time, ever since she was a little girl. Well, let's get the trolley and have some make-believe. We've been pretending a couple of things in the neighborhood of make-believe. First of all, Henrietta Pussycat and X the Owl are scared because they think that there are some strangers from outer planets somewhere in the neighborhood. And second of all, Prince Tuesday and Daniel Tiger and H.J. Elephant III are trying on different costumes because they want to have a parade. Well, let's pretend more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Trolley.
Not for long, trolley. In fact, there it goes again.
Yes, in fact it is, yes.
You see, even the trolley's tired of the noise.
Can you hear it all the way in Westwood?
Some of our citizens can, and they're complaining.
What is your suggestion then, Mayor Maggie?
I suggest that someone communicate to them that nobody's going to hurt them.
Well, whom do you suggest do that, Mayor Maggie? Oh. Perhaps a fish?
Yes, perhaps.
How do you like this costume?
Lady Aberdeen, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday. Hello, Mayor Maggie.
Hello.
I've decided I'm going to be a fish in the parade. Have you all decided?
Well, we're hoping to solve one other problem first.
Do you think you can help us?
Oh, sure. The parade's much later. What would you like me to do?
Hear that noise?
Oh, yes, that's X and Hen's warning signals.
We are tired of those noises.
Both here and in Westwood.
You may tell them there is nothing to fear, so they can stop their warnings, Lady Aberdeen.
easier said than done, but I'll try again.
Very good. How do you all like this one?
Oh, Prince Tuesday. Yes, very good, son, very good. I think the fancy fish better go talk with the owl and pussycat, however.
I'll swim on over.
Very good.
See you at the parade, Cousin Betty Fish.
Right you are, cousin.
We'll await your report.
None too soon. Yes.
Oh, Bob Dog, how are you? You won't say? But you're allowed to talk. It's a secret. Well, but do you know how to stop all this noise here? Oh, that's much better. And would you happen to know where X and Henrietta Pussycat are? Thanks, Bob Dog. Oh, thanks, Bob Dog.
Before you ring that bell, Toots. All right, Foo Foo Fish. What do you think you want?
I'm looking for X the Owl and Henrietta Pussycat.
Is that you, Lady Aberlin?
Lady Aberlin Fish.
Out of water.
Ready for a parade, but looking for X and Henrietta.
They're in my S room.
S room?
S for scared and safe. Why do you want them?
Well, I want to know why they're scared.
They say it's a secret, something to do with outer space.
But why the drum and the bell ringing?
They have them fixed so that every time something strange goes by, the drum and bell sound.
Something strange?
That's what they said.
Well, I guess you could even call a fish costume strange.
Could be.
Are you going to be in the parade?
Nope. I'm taking care of X and Hen. They need me.
Why, Lady Elaine, good for you.
Well, anybody's welcome in the S room.
S for scared and safe.
Right you are, Toots. See ya.
See ya. I think I may know what's been scaring X and Hen. I'll go tell Mayor Maggie and Uncle Friday. Yes, it has something to do with looking different.
Well, you certainly look different in that fish costume.
But can we stop the noise for keeps?
Yes, I'm sure we can.
Yes, a parade, yes. Oh, well, you'll all wear costumes. It will be a splendid parade.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, what do you think has been scaring X and Henrietta? Maybe something to do with costumes for the parade? We'll think more about that next time. Right now, let's feed my fish. There you are, fish. Yeah, you needed some food too, didn't you? Just imagine the sounds that they make. Talking with each other. Can you imagine some soft sounds? And some loud sounds? Now, Sylvia will be back for you all later. Yep. I was just thinking, did you ever hear loud, scary sounds on television? Well, some television programs are loud and scary, with people shooting and hitting other people. You know, you can do something about that. When you see scary television, you can turn it off. And when you do turn it off, that will show that you're the strongest of them all. It takes a very strong person to be able to turn off scary TV. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ways you'll be able to tell that you're really growing. You're learning so many important things, and I'm so proud of you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We talked a lot about fish today, didn't we? Yeah. I really like being with you. You make my day such a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.